and if that's not the only reason why.
Okay, and I'll put in the, you know, you want to take the turn.
And let me start by your first name again, sir? Avenue Della Flores.
Okay, and your phone number?
I don't know. It's not my house.
Oh, it's not your house?
No.
Oh, okay. You're just visiting?
I'm renting a room.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Was anybody else here when this happened?
Just me.
You don't have a phone hooked up, or you have a cell phone?
Phone's here. It's just I don't know the number to it. I've never had a call here before.
What's that thing where you can call to find out the number?
We could probably have dispatch cross-reference.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll get you have there. A pager or something in case we need to get a hold of you later on?
My pager number?
Yeah.
Are you working?
Yeah.
What do you work? Okay, and the phone number there? Monday through Friday, or?
Yeah, weekends too, sometimes. But actually, this is my weekend to relax, which apparently ain't gonna happen.
Gotcha.
Hang on one second.
Uh-huh.
Hello? No, she's not.
Ask them what the phone number is here.
I think she, well, she gave me a number.
Yeah, well, she gave me her number. You need to get a hold of her, just call her back. Well, considering. I don't know really yet. Well, I can't talk to you right now. I got a couple of detectives that want to talk to me, so. All right, bye. Sorry about that. I was thinking that was going to be Adrian.
Hope to solve it for me.
Yeah,
to do a cross reference. Okay, why don't you just go ahead and start. Just tell us what you saw, what happened.
Well, let's see. Let's start from the beginning. Sitting here on the couch, just watching TV. I heard something. Dogs were scrambling around. Didn't think nothing of it, didn't really hear anything after that. Then once I heard the yelling, know that yelling quite too well, and went out front and saw the cops, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, about 7 cops surrounding the one guy, front door, across to this house, telling him to put down the knife, yelling at him, put it down, put it down, put it down. Saw the one, looked like the motorcycle cop because he had the helmet on, took out the baton, cracked it across his wrist where he was holding the knife. The knife didn't drop, which shocked the shit out of me. Saw in his stomach, looked like a rip there. I didn't know if it was a bullet wound or a stab. Goes for the back. Everybody's going around to the back. 2 cops went through the front door. 1 went around the side. 2 were getting up over the fence, and the 1 was watching the gate. A couple shots went off over there. I came back because I didn't hear the dogs. I didn't want them to get through here because I knew they were freaking out when gunshots went off. So I made sure everything was closed up, went out back. That's when they're all coming out. Kind of looked like he was drunk because, you know, losing some blood. He's wobbly kind of boy. They're surrounding him. Cops are like getting in a crossfire with each other and just going up, great, somebody else is going to get shot. Went back for the front door, couldn't do that. They tried to get in close, but then he came, you know, walking back out towards the front. They kind of backed out, fanned out a little bit, and that's when they walked over here to this house. Look, I could see, you know, by this time I'm sitting on a bench just watching it, and I could see the front door through the sign, through the screen door that the front door was open. So I'm thinking, oh shit, he's going inside. I knew the guy looked familiar, but wasn't sure who he was. And then, as you know, it was kind of registering, I kind of looked like it was him that lived there. Looked like he was going in the door, but cops just surrounded him. One shot went off, and then just about 12, 13 shots went, which doesn't make sense to me. I know you bring a knife to a gunfight and you're going to lose, but I don't know. It's, you know.
Do you know them across the street?
Just, you know, pulling up, you know, the wife, the kid, sometimes him will be out front, you know, doing yard work, sitting, just wave high, and that's about it. I've gone over there once when the plumbing, you know, the sink was stopped up to help, you know, get it unclogged and stuff, but other than that, it was just high.
How long have you lived here?
It's about a year and a half. Almost 2 years. This is probably, yeah, I think it was June, so this June probably 2 years.
So you're sitting on the porch, or you're sitting here?
And well, as it was over there, I'm kind of going over, you know, staying here in front of my house, right. You know, just kind of staying out of the way, kind of behind the truck over there, just in case cops start shooting haywire, you know, I wanted to be behind something, so.
Okay, you said you're sitting here watching TV and you heard yelling. Can you remember what you heard?
Put it down.
So. How many times do you think you heard that?
A number of times, from me going out there, and by the time he was, when it was done, it was number of times of just putting it down,
Can you put a number on it?
I'd have to say at least to get over 100 times.
Okay.
It was pretty much all you heard.
Did you hear any responses from him?
It was too faint to really tell, you know. And from what I've known and stuff and what I've learned, it's just him trying to talk, I don't think he could if he tried.
Okay, so that was the first thing you heard while watching TV was put it down?
Right. Okay. Well, when I got closer to the door, that's what I was hearing, but it's just I'm hearing, you know, that's not right. You know something's up, and by the time me coming around here and going to the door, that's when I'm starting to hear, put it down.
Okay, so you got a muffled, loud yelling from here, and then when you get towards the door, you're able to distinguish what's being said.
Right.
Okay, you get outside, and you sit on the...
Well, I'm outside, standing there, just looking, and then I'm just kind of following as it's over there, and then... When I heard the gun, that's, you know, came back, checked on the dogs, ran back in here and shut everything. And when I went back out, and that's when they started coming over here. And that's when I ended up and just sat right there on the bench and watched, you know, the firefighters come in, do their CPR. And
but when did you first see him?
When I first saw him was over there at that house.
Over the house, that'd be on the east side?
Yeah.
Okay, was that southeast corner?
Southeast
corner. And where specifically did you see him at the house? Front door. What was he doing at the front door?
He was facing the cops as all the cops were drawing on their weapons, telling him to put it down, yelling out, put it down, turn towards the door. I saw him turn towards the door once, and you knew it was locked because he couldn't get in. I saw somebody that was in the window on the inside, you know, tell him, yelling, put it down too, and then that's when he kind of turned around, kind of fanned out, and that's when they going around to the side. And
did he try the front door?
Yeah.
Okay, so he tried to open it?
Yeah, from what I saw, yeah.
Okay. Do you know who lived at that house?
Pardon me?
Do you know who lived at that house, Midori Tribe?
Oh, over here?
Yeah.
No, I don't. I've never met them.
Okay.
Never met them.
I mean, do you know if he knows those people, though?
From Adrian that lives here, she's lived here for like 12 years. She knows pretty much, I think, everybody around this area. So I've seen like Amando. I know him because, you know, he's done some work, and I see him going over there, so I know they know each other. And since Adrian knows them, I'm sure. And I've seen her over there a couple of times talking to him, you know, because I guess the father or the mother died a little while back from over here, mm-hmm. You know, so, and like I said, those are her renters right here, the lady that lives here, that's her renter, so.
When you first saw him at the front door, how many officers did you see there?
It was about seven.
Seven of them? Okay.
He had one motorcycle and another squad,
okay.
And then another motorcycle guy pulled up.
And did you, were you able to see them and hear them yelling at him to put out?
Oh, clearly.
Okay, and then, so he tries the front door.
Yeah,
and then what did he do when the door didn't open, obviously? What happened?
Turn around, and that's when they were going. He turned around, didn't get in, so I'm assuming he's trying to go around back. So, and that's when they all ventured around back, went through the wooden gate over there.
Do you remember which way he walked? Did he walk east or did he walk west?
East.
Okay.
To the back. There's the fence, the wood fence, that and then goes down that way. So there's a gate right there, so he went through it, and the cops, two of them are up on the fence, one's at the door, and that's... Looked like probably your sergeant or somebody was going through the front calling another guy to follow him through the back, and I saw the other guy go around the west side of the house. and jumping in the back, and then he came and a couple shots went off, and that's when I was in coming back in here, and then by the time I went back out there, they were coming out of the back of the house.
So you lost sight of this individual for a little bit then?
Yeah, probably not even 2 minutes.
Okay, so two of the officers you said were jumping over the fence that he walked
through?
They
were standing on it. They were standing on it. One guy had his gun drawn, the other guy was getting up on there, and it looked like he was just right there on the inside of the gate.
So this is the same house where he was trying the door?
Yes.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, so two of them are pretty much getting on top of that gate or fence, and then one guy's trying to go through the front door? Another officer?
Officer was telling him to unlock the front door so he could go in. They unlocked it, and that's when he went in. I didn't see another cop go in, but I saw the one cop go in.
Okay, and then you said one officer went around the west side of the house then?
And I lost track of him.
Okay, so you took a total of like, four or five of them trying to either go around the back or through the front door?
Or in over the fence over here and through the gate.
Okay, so then you come back into the house and you kind of secure it.
Right.
You don't want the dogs coming out and so forth. You're in here for maybe 2 minutes, you said?
Less than that. I mean, I was running. I'm fast. So, I was in just shutting this door and just, looked and then just went out and shut the front door and I'm back out. So I'm probably maybe a minute.
Okay. Were you still hearing yelling and stuff going on?
Oh, yeah.
What are you hearing?
Put it down. And I think one of the cops was calling him by his name. I'm thinking somebody knew him.
Did you hear maybe what the name was?
I'm thinking it was Tom. And then after I talked to Adrian, she was telling me that's the guy's name's Tom. Trying to remember, I could have sworn I heard somebody was yelling his name, Tom.
You were the only one here while this was going on?
Right.
Adrian was not here?
No.
Okay.
No. She hasn't been here since yesterday.
Okay.
Hey, you said earlier that you know that Welling all quite too well. What yelling did you mean? Did you mean
just that? From my life growing up, I've just seen all kinds of things growing up.
You mean hearing the cops yelling or hearing the guy yelling?
Well, just different situations.
You could tell exactly.
It wasn't right. You knew it
wasn't
not right.
Normal type
it's
of yell.
A reaction that, to me, that is an instinct to me that I jumped to. I mean, I saw my first decapitation when I was 6 years old. I've been, going on calls and stuff, growing up with my parents and stuff like that. My Uncle Jim disappeared. I'm like just taking a change, and I'm just seeing a lot of shit growing up.
Right.
So I just know it.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I've been shot before, so I know.
So you're in the house for about a minute? So by the time you get back out, you see this individual that lives across the street from you. He's walking where?
Where are we at now?
Well, you just come in, secure the house,
okay.
So the dogs can't get out. The last thing you said is that the officers were on top of the fence going around the
right.
house trying to go through the front door.
And then when I came back out, that's when he was just coming out back of the house.
Did you see where he walked out of?
The fence part where he walked in.
Okay, and then where does he walk?
And that's when he went back to the front door. Can't say if he... tried it or not, I'm trying to picture it. No, I don't think he tried it. But then the cops were all right there too, and then that's when he started moseying back over here.
Okay.
So he never got into the house. He got around back, but how far he got around back, I don't know.
Okay.
So I don't know what the back of that house looks like.
So to that point, have you seen any shots fired, heard any?
No, at that point, no.
You still hadn't heard her at first?
Well, except for the three that, when I was coming to the house. So, it was like two, three shots, it sounded like. Like I said, I can't be too sure because it was kind of muffling away and it was back there.
Is that when you were walking back?
When I was coming back in,
to secure the house. You heard what you thought was three shots or so?
Sounded like it.
Okay, didn't see him?
Did not see him.
Okay. So you don't know where that would have happened?
Well, over there.
Over at that house?
At that house.
I guess we'll call it the southeast corner, but you can't tell for sure. It was just that you just heard it.
I heard it in that direction.
Okay, and that's where you'd last seen everybody?
Right.
Okay, so then you come back out and he's walking west?
He's walking, yeah.
Okay, and you say he stopped at the front door again? You don't know if he tried the door there again? Or
couldn't see.
Okay, what's going on? What are you hearing?
Cops are surrounding him. They're yelling, watch out for the crossfire, and put the knife down, put it down. Sounded like somebody called his name, put it down.
Is he responding at all?
He looked like he tried to say something, but then, just starting to look too weak,
So what is he doing?
He's just holding the knife down, and he went like that to his shirt, and that's when I noticed it was ripped and blood was right there. So, and then that's when he started, kind of wobbling a little bit, walking away, and the cops kind of fan out. He's going across the street. They're surrounding him. And
are they walking behind him, or they got him in a circle, or
like a half circle? I mean, cops were in crossfire with each other. They were even yelling in front of the house, watch out for crossfire. That's when I was just going, oh man, this is getting crazy.
Okay. So then he walks, tell me where he walks.
From that house over to his front door.
Across the street?
Straight across from the east side to the west side and through his yard. Right there at the front door, and looked like that was it.
Okay. Does he ever stop in the street? Does he ever stop?
No.
On the southeast corner house?
Did not stop until he was at the front door and they put him down.
Okay, what's going on as he's walking?
They're just yelling at him, put it down, don't do this, put it down.
What's his position at that time?
He looked like he was ready to fall down in a way, you know. He's just kind of doing a little wobbly thing, still holding the knife. Cops surrounding him, gets up into his yard, and just going straight for his front door, kind of like turn, and goes to the front door, and his back's to him, and then...
You know. Is he walking forward, sideways, backwards?
He was walking forward, you know, kind of.
Remember what hand the knife was in?
At what point?
I was just walking.
Because over there he had it in his right hand.
At the front door?
That's when the cop hit him with the baton. And over here, it was in his left hand.
Okay.
Because it was closest to the door.
Okay. So then he gets back to his front door?
Mm-hmm.
And then his house is on the southwest corner?
Southwest.
Okay, what happens at the front door there?
His back's turned, and I can look across and see through his screen, seeing the front door was open, but I didn't see the screen door pop open, and then that's just when gunfire just went down.
Okay, tell me what happened. I mean, what was he doing?
He just looked like he was walking in the front door.
Okay.
And he didn't take no, like, swing or anything. Seven cops were just, like, right there. So, and I could kind of see the top of his head being up a little higher from over here. I didn't see his face, but just saw him get shot and come down to the ground.
Okay, was he trying the door handle at that time?
I would assume so. I mean, I couldn't see it.
Was there something blocking your view?
Well, yeah, cops. You know, I could just see, like, above the cops, you know, the guy's, like, shoulder to the top of his head.
Okay, so their body positioning was blocking your view of his whole body?
The body, yeah.
So you could more or less just see his head at that time?
Yeah, from the shoulders right here, just, you know.
Were you seeing his face or the back of his head?
The back of his head. That's what I say. I would have seen his face perfectly because I, seen him walk across the street. So, same distance.
Could you see at that time? Could you see what he was doing with a knife or what he was doing with his arms?
His arms were, as far as I know, they were down because you couldn't see any more than that.
Okay.
And, you know, like I said, I couldn't see if he was trying to open up the front door or not the screen door part.
Okay.
So, and that's just the way it looked. Is just, you know, he was probably going to go inside, and before they got inside, that's when, I let go.
Which way was he facing?
He was facing like looking inside. Yeah, he was facing like he was going to go inside.
So had he been shot in the back?
Oh, yeah. Back to the side. He would have, the way he was like this, he would have gotten from here to about here.
Okay, how far would you estimate the officers were from him when they shot?
7 feet, 8 feet, like that.
Can you estimate how many shots you think you heard?
About 12 to 13. Okay. I even heard the shotgun go off. That's the beanbag one. It's like...
You know they had a beanbag shotgun?
Tell us.
I don't know the whole story, so...
I didn't see him actually shoot. I'm just hearing it going off, you know. I'm just knowing different sounds I know from different guns. You know? It just sounded like a beanbag gun to me. It did not sound like a shotgun.
Okay.
Did he ever react to their responses to, hey, put the knife down? Did he ever say anything? Yeah. Did he ever do anything?
That's... No. It just seemed like he's... He was in his own hole.
Unresponsive?
Yeah. He was in his own state. You know, he knew that people were around him trying to stop him, but... His mind was set on one thing, and holding a knife, not the right thing, of course, but I'm just now finding out about it. I guess him and his wife, I guess he used to abuse his wife. I'm just now finding out about that. And that don't fly.
Is that what you heard from some of the phone calls you got?
Yeah. Okay. Well, from Adrian, she told me.
Oh, Adrian, she was just on the phone? Or was that earlier today?
I finally got a hold of her to let her know, you know, I didn't know she was coming home or not, you know, to let her know that good luck trying to get in here, you know, but I just wanted to let her know, I think your neighbor just got shot, so.
Right.
And she made a couple phone calls and she found out, I guess she talked to the neighbors over there.
What did Adrian tell you?
Just tell me, yeah, that was Tom. So, and then that, yeah, apparently they got into a couple of fights, I guess, they got into a fight like 3 days ago, from what I heard. Yeah. And I guess she had some bruises on her arm.
You said you heard a beanbag shotgun go off. Do you remember when?
It's when they were all shooting.
So all the shooting was at the same time, or was?
Yeah. It just seemed like as soon as one shot went, everybody just went.
Okay.
I mean, it was just like one of those reactions. You know?
Okay.
Totally I understand what the cops, you know, they're going, you know, kind of going through their minds at that point, but I don't know. I think I could have had a little bit more control, you know, bringing a knife to a gunfight.
Could you see inside the house?
Which this one?
This one right across
from you.
southwest one?
Just above their heads, yeah.
Did you see anybody else in the house?
No.
Did you know if anybody else was in the house?
No, I did not.
You said he was about 7 feet away when they shot him in front of that door. The time before that, when he was walking back and forth, when they were following, how close were they to him?
About that distance. So, I mean, they were close with him.
Okay, so it was about the same distance.
Yeah. Yeah, they stayed on him. I mean, they had a tight formation around him.
Did he ever...
Mr. Tugas.
What was he doing with the knife?
Did you get the captain's
page? This whole time when they were walking back and forth?
He was down to his side.
Did you ever see him?
Oh, yeah.
Can you describe that?
We had officer-involved shooting, so they were paging everybody. And you were listed as a PIO, so we were trying to get you out here. So, right now I can't say that we're interviewing somebody. He's right in front of us here.
Did it look like a kitchen knife?
You may want to give the captain. You may want to call the captain and just let him know where you are. And if I see him, I'll let him know.
Oh, a kitchen knife. I mean,
I don't know. He wasn't here when we came here.
Well, it just looked like one of those.
Right, thanks, Tim.
I don't know how big you can describe it, but I mean, just like normal, you know, kitchen knife that you get out of one of your little chop blocks. But it was a long one. You know, it's not like the, you know, the chopper one. It was like more like the steak long knife one.
How long do you think the blade was? Did you already ask?
He just showed me.
This is what I showed him. I mean, from what it looked like from across the street, it just looked like he had one of these types of knives.
So about, how long would you say that blade is?
About probably 10 inches.
Okay. Handle's about 4 or 5 inches?
About 4 inches.
Okay.
Did you ever see him swing that at all?
Nope.
Did you ever see him swing it? Okay. Did you ever see him hold it in any position other than down like this?
At that house, he first tried getting in when he turned around, kind of when he was starting to walk, it just kind of went up like this, you know, just pointing straight up, but then it went back down as he was walking.
Okay, so how long would you say he had that up like that for?
Just a step.
Okay.
So he's just like taking a step as you're walking, just goes up and then he went back down and
so just
kind of staying out to the side, but, you know, kind of pointing at a 90-degree angle as he's walking, so he's holding it like that, you know, but then just kind of doing a slow little wobble wobble.
So when I was up here, it was just because when you walk, your arms come up and he's holding up?
Well, he only went up like this far that one time, but when he was walking, he's kind of, you know, and it's staying low.
When he held it up there, it looked like he was, like, pulling it to himself, or it looked like he was taunting anybody?
Front door, he turns around this way. As he goes to walk, it kind of went up like that,
okay.
And as he's going, it just stayed down there, you know, it's just kind of wobbling. And it's just staying there, but it's pointing out that way, but it's to the right side of him. The cops are all on the left side of him.
So he was wobbling?
Yeah, well, yeah. Guy was wounded.
Okay, so he was already wounded at this point.
Yeah, it had been there.
Okay.
But if he was been drinking or not, I have no idea. Yeah, but just from what I'm seeing, just, you know, he didn't look like he was sober in a way, you know, and just has that wobbly feeling. He's trying to keep his feet underneath him.
Okay.
So, just losing a lot of blood, you know.
I'm going to go back to when he was back to his house and at the front door, and then when he got shot, what happened after he got shot?
Just went down and everybody backed off and fire department came in, started doing our CPR, hooked them all up, trying to revive them. And they handcuffed them before the fire guy got there. It looked like, no, it wasn't the captain, it just looked like one of the head guys.
So somebody from the fire department?
Right, I was trying to think. I think he was one of the rescue paramedics.
Do you remember what he did?
First thing, dropped a bag and was, you know, look at the situation. Saw that he had bullet wounds, had to get him over, turned him over, started doing his ABCs, I'm sure, and then next thing you know, I'm seeing the captain with the right helmet. He's doing the compressions, so trying to revive him, had to get the backboard for him, put him on that, and got him on the gurney, and still doing compressions all the way in the ambulance. Down the road they went, and then you guys been here ever since. And just been popping in and out.
I'll let you go back over. You take any notes? Or?
Well, actually, when you were on the phone, I asked him. I had a few questions about it. He just about the knife, what he was doing with the knife. He described everything. So,
okay.
Was there anybody else? Well, let's get back. You said you're not too familiar with the family or this guy Tom.
No.
Do you know any of the past with him or?
No. Just what I just told you guys.
Okay.
I mean, that's
just
all I know.
Got over to fix the plumbing.
Yeah, just that one day, but that shit.
And what Adrian told you?
Yeah, just what you told me.
Okay.
And like I said, the only time I really see him, if they're home, I leave like 4 o'clock in the morning when I go to work, so I don't get home until like 4 or 5 o'clock at night. And sometimes she's sitting up, the wife's sitting out, and the daughter's sitting out. It's like she's reading, doing homework, and he comes out. I've seen him like being out in front doing the lawn or something, but I've never seen
him.
How
old is he?
Pardon me?
How old is he?
I believe he's still working, so yeah.
Back to the door. First row across the street here, find out what he did.
You got a pen and paper?
Hold on.
Well, hey,
I didn't want to talk to him.
Oh, did you talk to him again?
No, he's not the one that started.
Okay.
Lance. L-A-N-T-E.
Oh, Lance, okay. Sure.
Is that how you say his last name?
Cyprus?
J-L-A-N-T-Z.
Yeah.
Is his last name. Okay. Well, he was the one that first came in.
Okay.
Before I forget, this is the phone number to the command post outside. Should you have to move any of your vehicles if we've got you blocked in or something, call that number.
It's just purple track is mine outside.
Okay. If you'd have to, after we're done, if you have to get out or something, just give that number a call.
You guys are getting beer for quite a while.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. But this way, that'll allow you to get a hold of somebody to get the vehicle moved, should you have to get out of here.
Okay.
I want to go back to the very first, the door, the house on the southeast corner. As far as what happened on the doorstep there again, before he got shot or before you heard the shots, go ahead and tell me what happened at the doorstep again.
Before they went around back?
Yeah.
He had him surrounded. He turned towards the door, tried to check the door. The door was locked. Saw, looked like a lady in the window.
Well, what was she doing?
It sounded like she yelled at him once, "Stop, put the knife down." Mm-hmm. But then they yelled at her to, I guess, get away from the window. And it's just basically the whole time, put it down, put it down, put it down.
Did you recognize that lady?
From inside, no.
Yeah, okay.
No, you could just tell it was a woman's face because of the hair, how long it was.
Gotcha.
And she's the one I was freaking out because I saw her later on after it was all done. She was standing out there.
Okay.
And just from that, that's when the motorcycle cop pulled out the baton and cracked him across the wrist.
Mm-hmm.
And then from that, I just went around back.
He kept it in the same hand after he got hit in the wrist?
I take that back. I'm sorry. That happened after he went around back because he came back out and that's when the cop hit him. That's right.
Okay. So he tried the front door?
Front door, and then that's when he was going around back, and then that's...
So then when he comes back from the backyard, he goes back to the front door, and at a certain point he gets hit with the baton. Remember, again, what hand the knife was in again?
That was in his right hand.
Okay, and like that, did he switch it? Or?
From there he did when he was walking across the street.
Okay, but he didn't drop it when he got hit?
No, that's what
happened. Did his arm go down? Did it?
No, that was weird, and that caught whacked him good. I'm surprised he did. Look at his wrist, guy. It looked like it probably would have broken.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Really?
Oh my God, yeah.
What did it sound like?
Just a crack, a real good crack. Got him like right there, and that's where you're supposed to hit. And his arm, it was like right here, probably went to here, and that's where it stopped.
Did he say anything when he got hit?
No, it was just and then he kind of wobbled, and that's when he goes to switch the hand, and that's when they're coming across here. Because I can notice, because the knife was on this side of him as he's walking this way, because I'm looking at his right side. So it's in his left hand.
Gotcha. And at that point, you already come in and locked the door while you were inside?
Oh, before they came across the street. Yeah, I already did all that.
And you heard, you said, I think earlier, what sounded like three shots while you were in the house here?
Yeah.
Then by the time you got out there, you were already walking back towards his house?
Right.
How close were those three shots in succession to each other?
Pretty quick. Bam, bam, bam. Bam, pretty quick.
Okay.
It was one right after another. But yeah, I mean, just with three shots like that, that's when Hurton came back out when I was hearing that, and I'm looking at him, that's when he looked really starting to get wobbly.
Okay.
And that's when I'm like, man, this guy's about ready to fall. But he made it all the way back there, which was kind of surprising.
How long do you think this whole incident, from the time you first heard the yelling until he went down?
At his doorstep.
Yeah. How long do you think, how much time transpired?
Just under about 10 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. It was about a good 10 minutes.
Okay.
Down. It was a while. I mean, that's what I was saying.
Did he have a lot of opportunities to put the knife down?
Oh, guaranteed, yeah. I mean, like I said, you bring a knife to a gunfight, it's just like, dude, put it down. You're going to lose.
What did it seem like to you? I mean, I've been in several situations when I'm on patrol where usually when you give somebody an order, they're going to oblige by it. What did it seem to you like? What did you think of when this guy wasn't listening to him?
Like I said, he was in his own state of mind. He's wound up. He's looking for somebody. Nobody's going to stop him. I mean, he's an older guy, probably thinking he can get away with a lot of things. I don't know what kind of, life he was living or whatnot, but, the way I'm seeing something, got him into his mood to you know, do what he's doing. And
okay. You've never witnessed any disturbances over there?
No. Okay. This is, well, I'm kind of a little inside. Because talking with Adrian, this is supposed to be the safest town to live in.
Yeah.
I don't know now.
Safer than mine.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Well, to me, anywhere in this world nowadays, you ain't safe. So.
Yeah, it can happen anywhere.
Is
there anything that you think we should know or that we haven't touched on? Anything that you want to add? Just how you feel about this or what exactly went down?
He got hit with a baton. Did not drop a knife, okay? I know. Way it went down. I mean, it should have went down different. It shouldn't have been down that way. I, to be honest with you, I think somebody just messed up pretty bad. One of your officers.
Okay.
Pretty much probably the first one that shot first, because that pretty much let everybody say it's okay.
Do you think the officer knew if there was anybody else in his house or not?
That's another thing that's rattling my mind, is that's what they're was going through their minds.
Right.
You know, they got to protect who's ever still in the house. And I'm sure somebody on scene knew that I'm sure there's been reports of them if they had that domestic violence before, so they kind of know the situation before they get into it. But like me, I didn't know that. But
I mean, I wasn't here when it happened. So, but I mean, there could be a possibility. And do you think it's possible that they were thinking, hey, there's somebody else in the house?
Probably.
And we got to protect that person from this. I mean, who knows what they're thinking?
I got here an hour afterwards, so I just know. You knew more than me. If there was somebody in the house that you knew, I mean, that you knew there was someone in that house, do you think the officers could have felt that? I mean, could it have been that that he could have gotten in there and hurt him?
The guy's got a knife in his hand. I mean, he's looking for somebody. He wants to hurt somebody.
Front door was open? Screen door shut?
Shut, but you can see through the screen. Right. You can see the door open, and I can see the TV there. There's a TV sitting right
there.
Is it
on?
It wasn't on, no. It was not on. He was a very upset man, it sounded like, you know, looked like, really, you know, but he was an old man. I mean, you had seven cops that are stronger than, you know, a bull. I mean, I could have taken him down myself. I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, these guys should know hand-to-hand combat. I mean, it just does not make sense. I mean, it doesn't make sense. That's just why I don't... That's why I'm more scared of a cop than a cop is of me, put it to you that way.
One thing, I'm not, if something was done wrong, I'm not defending it, but on their behalf, I will say that we're not trained to fight somebody hand-to-hand with a knife. I mean, there's other options to use because we don't
exactly.
Want
to hurt. Exactly. You got a guy with a beanbag, use that. Guy had another baton. I'm sure all the other cops had a baton. Holster those weapons. Yep. Use the baton.
But you said earlier that the one motorcycle guy that hit him with the baton, that he cracked him so hard that you think it should have broken his wrist. And the guy didn't drop the knife.
And
I'm not the same thing. I'm not going to defend anybody. I wasn't here. You know, who knows what's in anybody's state.
It shouldn't have came down to a gunfight. I mean, the guy only had a knife. I mean, he can only get so far with you unless he throws it, but then that's a different story. You just got to hope that thing doesn't stick yet.
Let me ask you this. Is there something else that they could have done in your mind to, other than shooting to take care of it?
Anything but shooting you can
do. What could they have done, you think?
Anything besides shoot. I mean, you got your beanbag. The backs was turned. They could have, just before they started shooting, his back was turned. You could have totally just easily bum rushed him right into the door. You got seven cops. Just everybody grab a hold of that. You got him pinned, just handcuffed him. You done and over. Nobody got shot. Nobody got stabbed.
Did you say he was going for the door handle?
I couldn't see that. Just back, and it looked like he was ready to walk in. Just. You know, and that's why it came down to the point, these cops are probably thinking somebody was in there and they had to do what they had to do to who's ever in there to protect them. They don't want a crazy guy going in the house with a knife, which they'd rather have him outside, you know. But it just...
Anything else, Scott? What I want to do is after we think we've asked all the questions, we'll just kind of go step by step as far as what we think we've heard from him.
There's
something else I have. Okay, I'm just going to go step by step from what you've told us. If I miss anything of, you know, significant importance, jump in and tell me, okay, forgot this part. Or if I say something wrong, say, no, that's not what I told you. This is what I said. Okay, essentially, do you remember what time you were watching TV, by the way? Estimate?
I never actually looked at the time.
Remember what you're watching?
Discovery Channel. I was watching the Galaxy, the stars and stuff.
All right, so you're watching. You hear yelling that is obviously not a normal yelling.
Muffle yelling. That's
an anger yell, you know, something like, hey, do what we tell you. So you go outside. You see the man that was across the street from you at the front door.
Right. And at that point in time, I didn't know who he was.
Right. You saw a knife in his hand. You see several officers kind of a half circle around him, yelling at him. And you said you heard numerous, did you say 100?
At least 100
times. 100 times, drop the knife, drop the knife. He didn't respond to that at all. At one point, okay, initially you said that he tried the door at that time, but you're saying it was probably after he went to the backyard and came back.
He tried the front door first, went around back, and then looked like he tried it again.
Okay.
Coming back to his house.
Okay, so he tries the front door. The officers are yelling at him. At the time he's at the front door, the first time that he gets his hand whacked with the baton, or is it the second time?
Should be the second time after he came around back.
Okay, so they're yelling at him, drop the knife. He tries the door, nothing. No shots have been fired at that point. He walks away from the door and goes around to the east side of the house, goes through the back gate. You see two officers jump on top of the gate with their guns out. You can't see him at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Another officer tries to get in through the front door, tells somebody to open the front door. One officer goes around the west side,
right.
So that would leave a couple officers still standing out front.
Nobody was out front. They were all gone.
So a couple other officers went in different directions, but you don't know.
Oh, yeah, they found out, and
okay.
They went through the house, around the side, and they were in the back. Because after he was over here, I saw the one cop jump over onto the Sears van over there and then got back over this way.
Okay. Once he goes in the back, then you come back into the house, secure the house so the dogs can't get out. You're in here for maybe less than a minute. By the time you get back out, he's back at the front door.
He's just coming out of the back.
Coming out of the backyard through the same gate he went in.
Right.
Goes back to the front door, tries the door again. They're still yelling at him, drop the knife. And the hand doesn't get struck the second time.
Yes, that's when it gets struck.
Oh, it does get struck
that's
on the second
time. That's when it gets
struck. Okay. Doesn't drop the knife, his hand goes down maybe a couple inches.
Down to his side.
Said it was hit so hard that you thought, it could have broken his wrist. I mean, he's hit just above the wrist joint,
yeah.
Towards the forearm.
I would say the wrist bone.
Okay.
Just right before it.
Okay. Does he try the door after that, or was it try the door before it?
That was before.
Okay. So then from there, he walks staggering across the street, but you see kind of a tear in his shirt and blood.
Right.
Okay. He walks across the yard, or does he go to the sidewalk?
From this house?
From the house on the east side.
From the east side, across the grass,
mm-hmm.
To the sidewalk, to the street,
mm-hmm.
To the sidewalk, through his grass. Right, and it kind of goes down
right
to his front door.
How long did it take him to walk from the front door on the east side to the front door of his side, or the west side, his house?
About probably 2-3 minutes.
Okay. Staggering.
Mm-hmm.
You think he switched hands at one point?
Yeah,
with the knife?
The knife was in his left hand before he got to the street.
And then when he got to his house, the deputies kind of having a half circle type thing around him, and you could only see his head at that point.
Mm-hmm. From his shoulders up.
You couldn't see what was happening with the knife.
No.
But at one point, his head was, you saw the back of his head, and they're still yelling at him, drop the knife.
Yeah.
And then at a certain point, then one shot is fired, and several others are fired after that. And you estimate maybe 13, you heard?
About 12, 13.
12, 13, okay. And then he goes down.
And they handcuffed him.
Paramedics arrive, and you see him do CPR and so forth.
How many cops do you think shot?
There's about seven of them.
Could you see muzzle flash or smoke or anything coming from the handguns?
Well, I saw a couple of them, but then I'm watching the guy just up against the wall, tucking down, going down, and by the time he went down, the gunfight was over.
Did he drop immediately or did he go down slowly?
He was going down slow.
He was up against the wall?
Yeah, he tucked in like into the corner because, the door is in the wall. It's like right in that corner and just being shot, just keep him in that wall. And then once they stopped, he was like down, so.
Okay.
And he was, face down.
Okay.
And that's the handcuffer.
Anything else, Scott?
That was pretty thorough.
Did I give you the business card?
I took it out. You don't have an eye?
No, I got one. I took it out.
You get extra tapes, Greg?
My car. Might have to use your card, Scott. Go ahead and write my name and number on yours. Our name or number will be on there. Anything comes up later, you know, give us a call.
Okay.
You have the number there if you need to move a car or something. Do you have any questions of us right now?
No. I mean, you guys are... That's your job. I mean, I'm just kind of bummed it happened, that's all.
Yeah, I mean, nobody... You know, I think everybody is.
One thing we... I'm not saying you need it, but whenever somebody witnesses something like that, sometimes having a counselor talk to them or a chaplain or somebody. So we're just offering it if there's any...
I appreciate that. But like I said, I mean, I've seen so much, been through so much growing up, man. I'd probably blow one of their minds out of the water. So
right.
I don't think they would want to talk to me.
All right, just conclude. And it's 825.
What's your phone number?
494-8228.